This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM, and this is the home of St. Louis City SC. They play on Y98 FM. We look forward, as always, to their upcoming season. But did you know there's a huge match tonight at City Park, soon to be Energizer Park? United States men's national team is playing Jamaica in a CONCACAF quarterfinal series that I think is going to draw a lot of attention worldwide. In fact, I know it is. And joining us is Bill McDermott and our very own Jen Cease, both of them great contributors to KMOX. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Tom. Jen, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mr. Soccer?
Good.
I'm fired up for both of you. Jen, you're going to the match. Well, I'll start with you. Your excitement for this moment to see the U.S. men's national team playing not a friendly, but a game that means something.
Yeah, absolutely means something. Excited to go. I'm bringing my two youngest kids. In fact, my very youngest, Harper, her team got a little bit, they're going to be able to be in like the high five line when the team goes back to the locker rooms for halftime. So they're very excited about that. We're excited to see the national team back in St. Louis.
And Bill, it's an important day. If they can get through this, they will advance to the semis, and they've won this before. But this is the CONCACAF Nations League quarterfinals. Just how good is Jamaica?
Well, Tom, the United States beat Jamaica in the first leg of this particular competition. But with a winner tied tonight, you get into the Nations League finals as well as the 2025 Gold Cup. And that's most vital in particular because everything you do next year, everything as a country playing soccer is geared towards hosting the World Cup in 2026. So any of these types of competition that you can advance in and get more exposure for your national team. And as you mentioned just a moment ago, yes, this does garner some worldwide attention.
How good, Bill, is the United States men's national team? How are they playing right now under new leadership?
Well, new leadership is the absolute key. Tom, Mauricio Pochettino, who's coached literally all over the world, in particular in England. And you know what? He said the right thing at his first press conference when asked about the World Cup. I want to win it. We have to believe we can win the World Cup. And everybody, and I think Jen will agree with this, everybody over the last 2-3 years has been very anxious to see this new generation of players. Not so much a new, brand new generation, because we've seen this team. And you'll see a goodly number of them tonight. Probably Tim Weah, Christian Pulisic, Yunus Musso, Weston McKennie, and for St. Louis fans, Tim Ream. Everybody still wonders. And I'm wondering if Jen thinks the same way. Everybody is continuing to wonder, well, is he going to use Tim Ream in the World Cup in 2026? Why is he using him now if he doesn't have any plans to use him in 2026? So there's a possibility of Tim being in the first 11. Patrick Schulte is one of the goalkeepers from St. Louis U, who's also with the team. Josh Sargent, unfortunately, underwent some surgery, so he won't be tonight. But still a heavy St. Louis slant to this team.
He's 37 years old, Jen. Tim Ream still running with those 20-year-olds.
That's right. He's training with them. He is keeping up with them. But not only that, and Bill knows this as well, he provides that seniority leadership. So when you have a team that's as young as the U.S. men's national team is, that's great. Young legs run better than older legs. But what you also miss sometimes is leadership and the seniority and somebody that's been there before. Tim Ream has been to this dance. He knows what it takes to go a long way. He knows what it's like to play for club. He knows what it's like then to come together and play with your national team, which you don't get to spend as much time with all of your players. You don't get to spend as much time with the coach like Mauricio Pochettino, getting to know who he is. And I think Tim Ream will be a good bridge between coach and young players.
Because this match is going to be on TNT, True TV, Universo, Max, and Peacock, a lot of people are going to have their eyes on City Park, soon to be Energizer Park, for the first time, Bill. Now, there will not be a World Cup match here in St. Louis. We know that. It won't be it. But what sort of role could St. Louis play in the World Cup in 2 years?
It could indeed be a host city for a training site for one of the various countries, Tom. It's not a given, but it is indeed a possibility. Between the venues at St. Louis University, their field's magnificent, can accommodate international training. Real Madrid's trained there, Chelsea's trained there, and Bosnia-Herzegovina's national team is trained there. But in particular, the surroundings at City Park definitely, definitely can accommodate a country getting ready to play in the World Cup. So it's not a definite, but it's still a feasibility. And you have to look back really at the history of what the United States has done here in St. Louis. They got into the 1990 World Cup after an absence of 40 years from 1950, due in large part to the fact that they did indeed have a home venue at the soccer park, the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Heretofore, there had not been a place like this in St. Louis. So St. Louis is tremendously, tremendously faithful to the United States national team. And furthermore, the United States national team is well aware of the fact that U.S. soccer and MLS looks forward to rewarding cities that have built soccer-specific stadiums.
Last thing for each of you. Jen, could you give me your summary of St. Louis City SC and what you look forward to in 25, and then I'll ask Bill the same.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that in the Big Ten women's soccer tournament was at City Park. We know City Park is named one of the most beautiful stadiums in the world. It will be one of the host stadiums for the 2025 CONCACAF Gold Cup, which the U.S. men's national team can qualify for. And then, of course, City SC being excited about what we need to hear about is the new coach. Other than that, employing and really digging in with the new players they gained in the summer transfer window and redefining their style going into 2025.
Bill, do you have high expectations for City in 25?
Much higher in 25 than the latter part. As a matter of fact, the overall part of 2024, because everyone realizes that 8 wins is not acceptable. They got trouble with some injuries, some illnesses, some sicknesses. Some players had trouble off the field with members of their family being ill. But nonetheless, they really picked it up towards the latter part of 2024 with some additions of players from Germany. And it seems that they're going to stay fit with the goodly number of those players who finished the year, and they will have a constant first 11 that they're really familiar with. So I think you'll know very early in the year if the team is going to continue to flow like it did in the latter stages of 2024 with their new players. They simply got these new players, Tom, a little bit too late in 2024.
Tonight at City Park, 7 o'clock start, it's the United States men's national team against Jamaica. It's the CONCACAF Nations League quarterfinals. That is very exciting to have it here in St. Louis. And Bill McDermott and Jen Cease with us on KMOX to talk about it. Thank you both for doing this morning.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.